Hey, this is a recording for, I don't know how you want me to pronounce it. Is it Alone 12? All 112? I think I'm gonna go the positive route and call you All 112. I'll call you All. Ollie? This sounds silly. But, I don't know, I might not call you anything at all. I'll call you sweetheart. How's that? Yeah, no, I read your post and I'm sad. It makes me sad to see that, you're lonely and a little depressed. I've been there. I think anybody ever has been there unless they're hiding something. Nobody's that happy. So, how it goes. It comes, it goes. Life will be great again very soon, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I thought I would do a little recording to see whether or not it would cheer you up. I am not entirely sure how this will go because, I do a lot of scripts, and I do a lot of scripts for a very good reason, namely because I have no on-the-fly creativity whatsoever. But we'll see. We'll see. This is my gift to you. I'm pushing new boundaries just for you. I don't really know much about you. But if I were around, I would ask because everybody likes to talk about their problems, even a little bit sometimes, I think. Failing that, I can tell you a little bit about me. Just a little bit about me. I was at work today. Yes, on a Saturday because I am living one of those brilliant lives where I have gone back to school and I'm not sorry for this decision. So far, it seems to be a pretty good choice, but it also means that I am either working or going to school pretty much 7 days out of seven, which is a very grueling schedule with which I'm not entirely sure I have much of a social life left anymore. I try, but yeah, it is definitely significantly lacking. But that's not part of the story. The story is that I was at work and there is a lot to do when you go from managing an office and working there maybe 6 out of 7 days a week and end up doing maybe three, and they're not the longest days of the week either. So, I'm at work and there was a mistake in some of our billing to the government. And if you've ever tried to bill the government for anything, for any service, they are anally retentive about it as fuck. Which makes sense because, nobody wants their tax dollars mismanaged, or as mismanaged as little as possible, I should say. But it was my own fault. I messed it up, and so I needed to go and fix it. And our system does not make it very easy to fix. It is a very tedious process, which requires a lot of clicking and a lot of individually sorting through each and every file. I feel like I'm being exceptionally vague, but either way, it's a very frustrating process. And I was doing it on my own, Well, in between needing to do other things, I've been all over the place, and I have so many jobs. While I'm there at the office. Anyway, long story short, we work in a mall. I have a desk that is a little above waist high, and it faces the exterior of a mall. We have big glass windows everywhere. I'm setting the scene for you still. I ramble, I apologize. But it's a pretty quiet mall, particularly today at the end of the day, because the mall is closed, obviously. And I get to shut the door so I don't have to listen to mall music on loop for just maybe even like an hour's worth of that time, because our mall doesn't know how to regulate their music. It's the same, I swear, it's like 40-minute track, like list of songs just over and over and over throughout every single day of the week. So I've done that. But all the lights are still on. I am, and all the windows are still there, and I'm just sitting by myself. Everyone else is gone, and I'm just working through fixing all of this terrible scrawl on my computer. And I'm just sitting there in silence, and I'm just thinking about how it would feel and how nice it would be to have you there with me, to have your arms around me and just make me feel better about this silly mess that I've been in, about the fact that I can't seem to ever be appreciated for the fact that I had to come in early today for an appointment that nobody told me that they'd made earlier. And then that I had to stay late because, okay, it was my own fault, but because reasons. Technically, I suppose I could have just waited until tomorrow, but it would have been working in between other things again, and I prefer to be able to finish everything right now, kind of thing. Just get it all done and over with. And so I was thinking about how nice it'd be for you just to be standing behind me, behind my desk, just leaning over just to have your arms around me, leaning in just to kiss my neck and laugh at me, chat with me a little, just keep me company. How it feels to have you nuzzling into my hair, behind my ears, the nape of my neck. It'd be really nice. And I also wonder how nice it would be if you finally got brave enough, because people have stopped wandering around quite so often. How it'd be like if you finally got brave enough to let your hands wander a little. Wander a little, in fact, above my waist, where any old person who walked by would be able to see. And how you would appreciate it if you started running your hands over my breasts, squeezing them, because I have pretty big boobs, so I have a pretty big bra. You wouldn't be able to feel my nipples through that. Not yet. And that would feel nice, just being able to feel your hands, because I can feel you. And just being able to have them squeezed while I'm working. Being able just to laugh at you about it, because we're kind of in public, but we're kind of not at the same time. I'm sure we could startle the security guard if we're really naughty. But That would be fun just for a while, and then just to feel your fingers slipping in under my shirt, through my collar, or up underneath the bottom edge of my shirt. I think it'd be easier to go in from the top. Just reach in and squeeze. Just play with my nipples with your fingers. I like it when you slide it between them and then just squeeze that way rather than fingertips. Boys can have such raggedy fingernails. Do you have raggedy fingernails? You should check them just to make sure. Stage one. One of the better ways in which you can please your girls. I think at this about this is about the point where I feel like I'd be nice to you, and I would bring you a chair so you can actually sit down and you're not just bending over me, because I like my chairs really tall, but I'm not a very tall person, so you don't have much to work with if you're much taller than me, and you'd still be bending over quite a bit. At this point, I'm pretty sure I would offer you a chair. You could sit behind me if you like, and just keep wrapping your arms around me. I don't have one of those big executive chairs, so that wouldn't be very hard to do. And you could keep teasing me that way. I work in a business casual office, but they're very lax about what their standards of business casual are. So I get away with wearing yoga pants to work. They're not exceptionally tight yoga pants, but they're not business pants, which is very nice. It's very comfortable, and in this particular case, it's very easy to slip your hand underneath, to reach around and slip your hand underneath my pants and run your fingers along the color am I wearing today? Well, green. I'm wearing light green. It's that minty color. I don't know why. It's a recent obsession, I think, where I just love this color, and I'm really happy I'm wearing it now. And they're really soft, and they're silky, and they're edged with lace, and I like them a lot, and I think you would too, because if you reach down right now, you could feel how wet I'm already getting, how wet my panties are. Not an insane amount, but you can definitely feel it. Even just running fingers just on the outside. You don't even have to reach into me. But if you did, if you just pulled them aside, if I could feel your fingers starting to touch me, just sliding up around my clit, and down across the length of my slit. Yeah, that you could feel without any trouble whatsoever. I'd like to feel your hand close on the mound of it. Holding the entire thing in your hand. I'd like to feel you burying your face into my neck, into my shoulder again. I kind of list my head off to the side, just leaning against you. I don't know if I could concentrate on work very well if you were doing this, because it would be terribly, terribly distracting, rocking my hips into your hand while you start to slip inside. could try to keep up a silly conversation, maybe. We could talk about the weather, which has been typical fall weather. Lots of wind blowing, lots of leaves blowing. But sunny, and that just makes a day just seem happier, doesn't it? It's a nice day to be inside, but still be able to enjoy the outside through your windows. Not that you can see much of the outside through my windows. Not at my office. My office, again, still looks into a mall, and our mall is not really keen on natural light, I find. It's kind of depressing, but after hours anyway, so it'd be dark at this point. I would be in a mood. I think I might feel a little duty-bound to ask you whether or not you want to come back with me instead. We could just hang out in some of the back rooms where we're not just out there in, like, the front office. Very obviously, you kissing my neck, possibly with another hand down my shirt again. And even if they can't see it, to have your hand inside my pants, inside me, just working me as much as you can. I think at this angle, you'd probably only be able to flick it, and that just flick them back and forth inside me. Oh, and that's good too. But you're such a nice boy. And you're like, no, you have to get your work done. You know, that's why we're here. We're waiting for you to finish what's right in front of you. And you're so mean. Because I can't help, I can't even change the angle of what you're doing. I can't do anything except pretend I can type logical sentences. And get very turned on at the office. I lose a great deal of coherency when I am doing anything like this. It's probably one of the reasons why I don't do these kinds of audios very often, because words are very, very hard. Oh, God. But I want to feel your fingers just flicking my clit. I'm playing with my nipples. I want to be begging you to be sucking my nipples. Well, I'm at work. I love that. I love that sensation so very much. And I I can just imagine you just chuckling into my neck, just kissing it, biting it a little playfully, edging up onto the very edge of your seat, so you can just grind into me a little bit. Just around the very back of my chair. It has one of those split backs where it slides up, it slides down, it slides back, it slides forth. And there's just enough space for you if you are hard, if you are hard for me, to just rub up against my ass again and again. And you won't let me reach back there to play with you. Not yet. I am still working. I am on the clock and other people can see that, so I should pretend that I care about this fucking mess of payments that I've made and I need to fix because you want me just like this, just to come like this. Matter if I see any random mall employees just walking by on their way home, on their way to the door, any of the security guards, just continuing their rounds, lazy fuckers. Over there when you need them. But I suspect in cases like this, they would always be there to catch sight of something happening. Something happening where it shouldn't. But I'm not doing anything. You're just leaning around to cop a feel, and I'm still working. Oh god, and so are your fingers. Oh, so good. Oh, my clit. Oh god, and you whisper how much you would like to see me. Come. Oh god, and I do. And at the very last minute, you just slide your fingers inside me and just grab me like that. Grab me and hold me. Oh, firmly. Riding through me while my body still shudders around you. And I'm naughty, and I take my hand away from my work. And I just reach around behind just to hug you that way. To hold your head against mine. To lean over and kiss you. And say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad I wasn't here at work all by myself. Because I've got you, and I'm very happy that you could hang out with me.
the end. I hope it helps, and I hope that your day, your week, your... I'm gonna go for it. This month is better. You know, not to say that I want to make your month. That would be very flattering, but probably untrue. I just hope that life just treats you better. And this is just one place in which it can start. So, good night.